Hello, and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Hayes Holbert, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My parents are Kelly and Steve Holbert, and my brother is Pierce Holbert. In this Advent Devotional Guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Tuesday, December 31st, and I'm reading Matthew 5, 1 through 16, from the New International Version. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Thanks for listening along. My devotion is called The Importance of the Beatitudes. Before Jesus began the Sermon on the Mount, he was healing the sick and sharing the good news in Galilee. The news of his good works spread rapidly throughout the region, and he continued to heal the weak. Eventually, large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan were following him. Once Jesus saw the crowds, he went to the mountainside and began the Sermon on the Mount. In verses 3 through 12, also known as the Beatitudes, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." These traits are not celebrated in society today, yet Jesus says that these people are blessed, or in another translation, happy. For most of us, it is difficult to feel very blessed when we're mourning and poor in spirit. Jesus understands this because he faced the same problems we did. He is rather saying that we are blessed because God is with us in those times, and we should enjoy his presence instead of following what others would do. The Beatitudes also emphasize the importance of mercy, compassion and forgiveness, purity, single-minded devotion to God, and peacemaking. Healing conflict. Each of these qualities is shown throughout the Bible as examples for us to follow. Later, Jesus says, "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." This is shown through the apostles as they were persecuted for spreading the word. Although it seems difficult, we shall rejoice and praise the Lord because Jesus guarantees his presence, which guarantees our happiness in times of need. We can praise God by thanking him for being there in the difficult times instead of praying to get out of those times. In verse 13, Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth. As we know, salt is used to preserve and enhance the flavor of our food. Likewise, we are called to preserve goodness and truth. We are also called to be the light of the world, so we will be set apart from the rest of the world's darkness. We are called to shine the light of the world and spread it to those around us. We can rejoice because the Lord is with us for not only life, but eternity. Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, thank you for this day and just help us in our times of need when we're calling out to you. And I thank you for being with us in those times. Please bless all those who are listening. In your name we pray. Amen.